Thank you. Good morning, and this is Secretary Rosemary Chiavetta. Welcome to the PUC's public meeting. Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. The audio, along with the votes, minutes, and statements from today's meeting will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. Madam Chairman, are you ready to begin today's public meeting?
Yes, thank you. Good morning. I hereby call to order this sixth meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2020. We thank you for joining us telephonically this morning and note that the meeting will be in listen-only mode. At this time, I would like to take a roll of my fellow commissioners who are joining us for the meeting. Commissioner Ralph Unora.
Here.
Commissioner John Coleman.
Good morning, present.
Commissioner Andrew Place.
Present.
Vice Chairman David Sweet.
Here.
Thank you very much, and I am Chairman Gladys Brown Dutrell. While we will not be pledging to the American flag during this telephonic meeting, we do ask that everyone please keep the citizens of our state and our country in your thoughts and prayers during this extraordinary time as we are dealing with this pandemic. At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the Commission will act on various matters. However, since adequate forums have been made available for public participation in cases before this Commission, there is no opportunity for the public to address the Commission at this public meeting. We appreciate your patience as we continue to work together in this unique circumstances presented by the COVID-19 pandemic. While our physical offices have been closed, we have remained busy here at the PUC performing critical functions remotely. I wish to remind utilities and stakeholders to access the PUC website's COVID-19 webpage, where we continue to update information with the list of PUC actions taken so far, as well as upcoming public meeting notices, the status of our call center hotline, and e-filing updates. This page can be accessed from our homepage. The first matter on this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes for March 12, 2020. And I call upon Commissioner Ralph Unora, who is the editor of the minutes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have reviewed the minutes of the March 12, 2020 public meeting and approved them as submitted.
You have heard the motion by Commissioner Ralph Unora for approval of the March 12, 2020 minutes. Is there a second to the motion?
Place, second.
Second by Commissioner Andrew Place. Any discussion or further edits? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 5-0. Now I will turn it over to Secretary Rosemary Chiavetta, who can lead us through this morning's agenda.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Good morning. Good morning, Commissioners. Your bureaus and offices have prepared the following agenda for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page 1 of the regular agenda with cases of special interest. It is recommended by the Office of Special Assistance that the Commission conduct a binding poll of the issues to address the exceptions and replies to exceptions filed by the parties in response to the ALJ's recommended decision in the proposed rate increase of the Wellsboro Electric Company.
Thank you. In order to get the matter properly before us, I will entertain a motion to accept the staff recommendation to conduct a binding poll in the case of Wellsboro Electric Company.
Removed. Place.
Motion by Commissioner Andrew Place. Is there a second?
Second, call.
Second, Sweet.
Second by Commissioner John Coleman. All those in favor of conducting a binding poll on this matter, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, The motion passes 5-0 to conduct a binding poll on this matter. So we will move forward to conducting the poll. We will ask our Secretary Rosemary Chiavetta to lead us through each of the items. And I would just remind each of the commissioners, as we are led through each item, I will ask if you have any discussion on them, and then we will take a poll for each one. Rosemary Chiavetta.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. To begin with the Wellsboro Electric Company on issue number one of the polling sheet, rate base, original cost, utility, plant in service, end of year versus average rate base methodology.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I will call on Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And my vote is also with ALJ.
Issue number two, rate base, original cost, utility plant in service, plant requirements as a part of the end of the year rate proposal.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I will call on Commissioner Unora.
OCA.
Commissioner Coleman.
OCA.
Commissioner Place.
OCA.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
OCA.
And my vote also is OCA.
Issue number three, expenses. Overall inflation adjustment of 3% to operation and maintenance O&M expense claims.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I will call on Commissioner Unora.
Wellsboro.
Commissioner Coleman.
Wellsboro.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I will also vote ALJ.
Issue number four, expenses. Review of individual adjustments to expense claims.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I will call on Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also vote ALJ.
Issue number five, expenses. Overhead lines, vegetation management.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call on Commissioner Unora.
Wellsboro.
Commissioner Coleman.
Wellsboro.
Commissioner Place.
Wellsboro.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Wellsboro.
And I also vote Wellsboro.
Issue number six, expenses, operations, supervision, and maintenance.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call on Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also vote ALJ.
Issue number seven, expenses, miscellaneous distribution expense.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call on Commissioner Unora.
Wellsboro.
Commissioner Coleman.
Wellsboro.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I vote ALJ.
Issue number eight, expenses, maintenance supervision and engineering.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call on Commissioner Yanora.
Wellsboro.
Commissioner Coleman.
Wellsboro.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I vote ALJ.
Issue number 9, expenses, safety and communication.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call on Commissioner Yanora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I vote ALJ.
Issue number 10, expenses, office supplies and expenses.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call on Commissioner Yanora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also vote ALJ.
Issue number 11, expenses, maintenance of general property.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call on Commissioner Yanora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also vote ALJ.
Issue number 12, expenses, rate case expense.
Is there any discussion on this issue?
Yes, this is Place. Madam Secretary, I ask that my statement be entered into the record as if I had read it in its entirety. I have a combined statement on the identical issues in these cases and will read the pertinent sections when the citizen's case is polled. Thank you.
Any further discussion on this case? Hearing none, I will call on Commissioner Yanora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
I vote with the OCA as clarified by my statement.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I will be voting OCA.
Issue number 13, rate of return, return on equity, primary methodology.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, Commissioner Yanora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I will also be voting ALJ.
Number 14, issue number 14, rate of return, return on equity size risk adjustment to the ROE.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I will call upon Commissioner Yanora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
I will vote with OCA as clarified by my stipulated statement. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ, result only.
And myself, I will be voting ALJ.
Issue number 15, rate of return. Cost of common equity, management, effectiveness, adjustment.
Is there any discussion on this issue?
Madam Chair, I have a motion.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, I ask that my motion be entered into the record as if read in its entirety. Before the Commission for consideration is Wellsboro Electric's rate case, which includes a request for a 25 basis point adjustment to the cost of common equity for management effectiveness. Based on the evidence, the administrative law judges recommended adopting the 25-point request. I recognize the evidence presented by Wellsboro regarding, among other things, its positive customer metrics, its reliability metrics, and its increased rollout of technological improvements. In reviewing the record, I believe that a management effectiveness adjustment is warranted, but that a 5-point adjustment is more appropriate, aligns with other adjustments approved by this commission, and better serves the public interest. Therefore, I move that, number one, regarding number 15 of the polling sheets, rate of return, cost of common equity, management effectiveness adjustment, Wellsboro Electric Company be awarded a management effectiveness adjustment of 5 basis points. And secondly, that the Office of Special Assistance include this directive in its opinion in order to be prepared for this docket. Thank you.
You have heard the motion of Vice Chairman Sweet. Is there a second to his motion?
Second.
I heard two people. I heard John Coleman first, so John Coleman seconds his motion. Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, here, no discussion on the motion. Your poll will be your vote on whether you're going with the motion or another argument on this issue. So I call upon Commissioner Unora.
ALJ, with recommendation as amended by the motion.
Commissioner Coleman.
Motion.
Commissioner Place.
Opposed to the motion. I vote with OCA as clarified by my statement.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Motion.
And my vote is to oppose the motion and vote with OCA. So the motion passes 3-2-2, noting the dissent of Commissioner Place and myself.
Issue number 16, rate structure, allocated class cost of service study.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I will call upon Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
OCA.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I will be voting with ALJ.
Issue number 17, rate structure, revenue allocation.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Unora.
Wellsboro.
Commissioner Coleman.
Wellsboro.
Commissioner Place.
OCA.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
IME.
And I will be voting with Wellsboro.
Issue number 18, rate structure, rate design.
Is there any discussion on this issue? I do have a statement I want to place on the record on this issue. Before the Public Utility Commission for consideration and disposition is the recommended decision issued on February 28, 2020, and exceptions thereto in the matter regarding Wellsboro Electric Company's proposed tariff supplement. Wellsboro seeks to include a demand-based component within its customer charge. For residential customers, the proposed charge would be comprised of $11.92 in fixed customer costs and $1.48 in demand-related costs. Pursuant to the Commission's policy statement regarding alternative rates, Wellsboro states that its proposal here more closely aligns rates with costs and that it may serve as a step forward toward rate designs promoting efficiency resource utilization by customers. While there is no rate design panacea to achieve cost causation and efficient utilization goals, I believe this proposal represents reasonable progress in the right direction. This is particularly the case given the ever-changing landscape of the electricity sector. As customer usage profiles evolve and distributed resource numbers grow, it is incumbent that regulators consider new rate designs to foster efficient resource utilization. To that end, I wish to vote my support for Wellsboro proposal. And if there's no further discussion, we will go through the poll. I will recognize Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I will vote with Wellsboro.
And finally, issue number 19, miscellaneous issue accounting reports.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I will call upon Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I vote ALJ.
Madam Chairman, that concludes the poll on Wellsboro Electric. Turning to page 2 of the regular agenda, it is recommended by the Office of Special Assistance that the Commission conduct a binding poll of the issues to address the exceptions and replies to exceptions filed by the parties in response to the ALJ's recommended decision in the rate increase proposal of Valley Energy Incorporated.
On the staff recommendation to conduct a binding poll in the case of Valley Energy Incorporated, is there a motion to conduct a binding poll?
So moved. Sweet.
I heard Vice Chairman Sweet to move. Is there a second?
Second, Unora.
Commissioner Ralph Unora seconds. Any discussion on the motion to conduct a binding poll? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 5-0, and we will move forward to conduct this binding poll. I turn it over to Secretary Chiavetta.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Issue number 1. Rate base, original cost, utility, plant in service, end of year versus average rate base methodology, accumulated depreciation, depreciation expense, and construction work in progress.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call on Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also vote ALJ.
Issue number 2, rate base, utility plant retirements.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call on Commissioner Unora.
OCA.
Commissioner Coleman.
OCA.
Commissioner Place.
OCA.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
OCA.
And I also vote OCA.
Issue number 3, revenues, FP, FTY, and revenue.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call on Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also vote ALJ.
Issue number 4, expenses, inflation adjustment.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call on Commissioner Unora.
Valley.
Commissioner Coleman.
Valley.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also vote ALJ.
Issue number 5, expenses, individual expense adjustments versus blanket expense adjustments.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call on Commissioner Yanora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also vote ALJ.
Issue number 6, expenses, rate case expense normalization period.
Is there any discussion on this issue?
Yes, this is Place. I have a statement on the matter.
Commissioner Place.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, I ask that my statement be entered into the record as if I'd read it in its entirety. I have a combined statement, as I've noted in the previous case, on the identical issues in these cases, and will read the pertinent sections when the citizen's case is polled. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Place. Any further discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Yanora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
I vote with the OCA as clarified by my statement.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I will be voting OCA.
Issue number 7, expenses, industrial, commercial meters, and regulators operations.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Yanora.
Valley.
Commissioner Coleman.
Valley.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Valley.
And I also am voting Valley.
Issue number 8, expenses, meters and house regulators, operating expense.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Yanora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
OCA.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I will be voting ALJ.
Issue number 9, expenses, customer installations.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Yanora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also will be voting ALJ.
Issue number 10, expenses, customer records and collection expense.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I will call upon Commissioner Yanora.
Valley.
Commissioner Coleman.
Valley.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I will be voting ALJ.
Issue number 11, expenses, administrative and general salaries.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I will call upon Commissioner Yanora.
Valley.
Commissioner Coleman.
Valley.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I will be voting ALJ.
Issue number 12, expenses, office supplies and expense.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Yanora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet?
ALJ.
And I also will be voting ALJ.
Issue number 13, expenses. General advertising expense or miscellaneous general expenses?
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Unora.
Valley.
Commissioner Coleman.
Valley.
Commissioner Place.
Aye and E.
Commissioner, Vice Chairman Sweet.
Aye and E.
And I also will be voting aye and E.
Issue number 14, C&T Enterprises allocation expense.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
Aye and E.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I vote ALJ.
Issue number 15, expenses, uncollectible expense.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Unora.
Valley.
Commissioner Coleman.
Valley.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I vote ALJ.
Issue number 16, expenses, depreciation expense.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call on Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also vote ALJ.
Issue number 17, fair rate of return. Cost of common equity, primary reliance on the discounted cash flow method to determine return on equity.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also will be voting ALJ.
Issue number 18, fair rate of return size adjustment.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I will call upon Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
I vote with the OCA as clarified by my statement. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ, result only.
And I will be voting ALJ.
Issue number 19, fair rate of return, management effectiveness adjustment.
Is there any discussion on this issue?
Madam Chair, I have a motion.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Madam Chair, this is essentially the same issue and same motion as I made in the earlier case. A reduction from the recommendation of 25 basis points adjustment for management effectiveness to a 5 basis point adjustment. I've now summarized my summary. And would ask that the following be done. I move that regarding number 19 of the polling sheets, fair rate of return, management effectiveness adjustment, Valley Energy, the award of the management effectiveness adjustment of 5 basis points, and second, that the Office of Special Assistance include this directive in its opinion in order to be prepared for this docket. Thank you.
Thank you. You have heard the motion of Vice Chairman Sweet. Is there a second to the motion?
Yanora, second.
Second by Commissioner Ralph Yanora. Any discussion on the motion? With no discussion, your vote when I call upon you will be the vote on the motion or whether you support another recommendation. So I call upon Commissioner Ralph Yanora.
ALJ on the motion.
Commissioner Coleman.
I support the motion.
Commissioner Place.
Opposed to the motion and vote OCA as clarified in my stipulated statement. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Motion.
And I also will be supporting the motion. So the result is the motion passes 4-1, noting the dissent of Commissioner Place.
Issue number 20, miscellaneous issues, reporting requirements.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Yanora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also will go along with ALJ.
And finally, issue number 21, miscellaneous issues, proposal to modify Valley Energy's facilities extension policy.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Yanora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also vote ALJ.
Madam Chairman, that concludes the poll on Valley Energy. Continuing on page 2 of the regular agenda, it is recommended by the Office of Special Assistance that the Commission conduct a binding poll of the issues to address the exceptions and replies to exceptions filed by the parties in response to the ALJ's recommended decision in the rate increase proposal of the Citizens Electric Company of Lewisburg.
Is there a motion to accept the staff recommendation to conduct a binding poll in the matter of Citizens Electric Company of Lewisburg?
This is Coleman, so moved.
And Sweet seconds.
Motion by Commissioner John Coleman, second by Vice Chairman David Sweet. Any discussion on the motion to enter into a binding poll? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes 5-0, and I turn it over to Secretary Rosemary Chiavetta to lead us through the poll.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Issue number 1, rate base, depreciated original cost utility, plant in service, end of year versus average rate base methodology.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Ralph Yanora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also vote ALJ.
Issue number 2, rate base. Additions to rate base, cash working capital.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Yanora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also vote ALJ.
Issue number 3, revenues. Bucknell University Solar Project.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Unora.
Citizens.
Commissioner Coleman.
Citizens.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also vote ALJ.
Issue number 4, revenues. Present rate revenue, customer counts.
Is there any discussion on this issue? There are none. I call upon Commissioner Unora.
Citizens.
Commissioner Coleman.
Citizens.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also vote ALJ.
Issue number 5, expenses. FPFTY inflation adjustment.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Unora.
Citizens.
Commissioner Coleman.
Citizens.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also vote ALJ.
Issue number 6, expenses, individual adjustments.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also will be voting ALJ.
Issue number 6A, expenses, individual adjustments, maintenance of overhead lines, vegetation management.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I will call upon Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also will be voting ALJ.
Issue 6B, expenses, individual adjustments, operations, supervision, and maintenance.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call on Commissioner Unora.
Citizens.
Commissioner Coleman.
Citizens.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I will vote ALJ.
Issue 6C, expenses, individual adjustments, miscellaneous distribution.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Unora.
Citizens.
Commissioner Coleman.
Citizens.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I vote ALJ.
Issue 6D, expenses. Individual adjustments, customer records, and collection.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Unora.
Citizens.
Commissioner Coleman.
Citizens.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I vote ALJ.
Issue 6E, expenses, individual adjustments, outside services employed.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also go with ALJ.
Issue 6F, expenses, individual adjustments, employee pension, and benefits.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I go with ALJ as well.
Issue 6G, expenses, individual adjustments, rate case normalization period.
Is there any discussion on this issue?
Yes, this is Place. I have a statement on the matter.
Commissioner Place.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, I ask that my statement be placed into the record if I'd read it in its entirety. Before the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for consideration and disposition are the base rate cases filed on July 1, 2019 of Wellsboro Electric Company, Valley Energy Company, and Citizens Electric Company of Lewisburg. Each of the companies are wholly owned by C&T Enterprises Incorporated, which is both a holding and management services company. C&T has presented nearly identical testimony for many of the issues in the cases before us. Because of the great similarity and with efficiency in mind, I've consolidated my statement on particular issues shared between these three operating subsidiaries. As to the normalization period for rate cases, the company sought a three-year amortization period for recovery of rate case expenses. In each case, the average historical period between rate cases ranged from 45 to 48 months for Wellsboro and Citizens to 60 months for Valley. The use of historical data regarding rate case timing has often been the bellwether for future normalization periods, but the Commission has strayed from this standard occasionally. Previously, the Commission has examined this issue in PA Public Utility Commission versus PPL Electric Utilities Incorporated and UGI Utilities Incorporated Electric Division. In the PPL case, the company was granted a two-year normalization period despite a three-year historical average. In actuality, the length of time to the next rate case was 3 years. In addition, although the UGI case was disposed of in October 2018, the actual period between rate cases has yet to be determined. Regardless, I agree that base rate case amortization periods should be decided on the merits of each company's arguments, including any record evidence provided by the various parties to the proceeding. In addition, the companies carry the burden of proof to clearly provide evidence on future projected spending, especially capital spending, use of mitigation methods such as distribution system improvement charge, and sufficient, reasonably quantified evidence to support the need for higher spending sufficient to drive a shorter amortization period. As to the cases before us, I believe only Citizens presented sufficient evidence to stray from the use of average historical time periods between rate cases. Citizens submitted its five-year financial projections, including future capital budgets, which provided a reasonable case for using a three-year amortization period. Both Wellsboro and Valley provided no such documentation, resulting in a finding that these two companies did not sustain their burden of proof regarding this issue. Moreover, Valley has completed its capital-intensive at-risk pipe replacement. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Place. Any further discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I will be going with OCA.
Issue number 6H, expenses, individual adjustments, depreciation.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also go with ALJ.
Issue number 7, fair rate of return, cost of common equity, ALJ's primary reliance on the discounted cash flow analysis.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, call upon Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also am going with ALJ.
Issue number 8, fair rate of return, cost of common equity, overview and DCF analysis, size adjustment.
Is there any discussion on this issue?
Is there a statement on the matter? This is Place.
Commissioner Place.
Thank you very much. Madam Secretary, I ask that my statement be placed into the record as if I read it in its entirety. As previously noted, because of the great similarity and with efficiency in mind, I have consolidated my statement on particular issues shared between these three operating subsidiaries, Wellsboro, Valley, and Citizens. As to the size adjustment on a rate on return on equity, the ALJ's support for the company's position is particularly worrisome since the proposed premium adjustment is clearly not supported by the record in these respective cases. The companies argued for a 100 basis point adder as an adjustment to the respective ROEs related to the alleged higher risk of each being a small company. In evaluating this issue in the proceedings, the ALJs properly identified and narrowed the discussion to that of small utility companies. As the Bureau of Investigation Enforcement testified, none of the technical literature of the companies cite supporting small company risk premiums is specific to the electric and natural gas utility industries. Therefore, such an adjustment is not appropriate. BINE witness Henkel cites an article stating a size adjustment for risk is not applicable to utility companies. The article concluded, and I quote, after controlling for equity values, there is some weak evidence that firm size is a missing factor from the capital asset pricing model for the industrial but not for utility stocks. This implies that although the size phenomenon has been strongly documented for the industrials, the findings suggest that there is no need to adjust for the firm size in utility rate regulation, end quote. The company's response cites two articles on small water utilities espousing small water utility company risk premiums. However, these studies were limited to the water utility industry, one of which was not properly documented for review, and the other examined only four small water companies. Lastly, the company's witness ran a linear regression by calculating the 10-year coefficient of variation of net profit, a measure of risk, and current market capitalization, a measure of size, for each company. After ranking the companies by size and risk, the company's witness made a scatter plot of the data, seeking to establish a relationship between the size of a company and risk. The company's argument notwithstanding, the results indicate that there is, in fact, no such relationship, given the R-squared of 0.09. The ALJs, after reviewing the results, noted, with evident contradiction, quote, thus, we are unable to conclude whether size is or is not a risk factor for utilities, although generally we agree that size does seem to be a risk factor for companies, end quote. The ALJs note that the companies are, quote, significantly smaller than the proxy group companies, and it is reasonable to conclude that they would face proportionally greater financial and business risk than much larger utilities, end quote. This conclusion is perplexing at best, given the evidence. The ALJs also recommend that the company's ROEs be based upon the higher end of the DCF range for each of these base rate cases. The ALJs indicate that this ensures that a market-based result is adopted while acknowledging the risk of a smaller utility. This ALJ conclusion has no foundation on the record. Moreover, DCF generated returns of large companies have no relationship at all to an alleged small company ROE risk premium. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Place. Is there any further discussion on the issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Mr. Coleman.
ALJ.
Mr. Place.
OCA.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ result only.
And I will be voting for ALJ.
Issue number 9, fair rate of return, cost of common equity, DCF analysis, management effectiveness adjustment.
Is there any discussion on this issue?
Madam Chair, I have a motion.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you. This is essentially the same motion as was made in the earlier two cases on the management effectiveness adjustment issue. Once again, the ALJs recommended a 25 basis point adjustment. My motion would reduce that adjustment to 5. And therefore, I move that a management effectiveness adjustment of 5 basis points be granted, and secondly, that the Office of Special Assistance include this directive in its opinion in order to be prepared in this docket. Thank you.
You have heard the motion of Vice Chairman Sweet. Is there a second to the motion?
Coleman, second.
Second by Commissioner John Coleman. Any discussion on the motion?
This is Place. I have a statement on the matter.
Commissioner Place.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary, and this is the last time I will ever say this. I ask that my statement be placed in the record of the Fed Reddit in its entirety. As previously noted, because of the great similarity and with efficiency in mind, I've consolidated my statement on particular issues shared between these three operating subsidiaries. As to the effective management performance adder, the companies requested a 25 basis point increase for their respective ROEs. In principle, I believe such adders are appropriate when earned. However, each of the companies should demonstrate not mere compliance with regulatory requirements, but that they have clearly and consistently exceeded such requirements. Secondly, they must provide a comprehensive analysis of their high performance over a reasonable historic period, not just selective criteria over limited periods of time. As to the customer care performance claim, the companies only provided information on complaint rate data and 30-second call response data, which were excellent, yet they provided no information on meter reading and billing statistics and no busy out rate data or call abandonment rate data. Thus, it is difficult to conclude that their respective competence or effective management performance extends to these other important customer care performance categories. As to operational performance, the electric operating companies claim excellent reliability metrics in 2018. When examining the latest comprehensive 2018 electric service reliability in Pennsylvania report, assertions of excellent reliability performance by both Citizens and Wellsboro are not proven for the historical period of 2016 through 2018. Although there are various quarterly and annual statistics in the Commission's report, the report clearly documents the failure of the company to consistently attain required levels of reliability. Even more importantly, Citizens failed to achieve KDE, SAIDI, and SAIFI 3-year standards, some by substantial margins. Indeed, one would more likely conclude that Citizens should not receive basis points for their historical operation performance prior to filing this rate case. As to the operational performance of Wellsboro, the report concludes, quote, Wellsboro has sustained KDE benchmark performance from 2004 through 2017 and is considered an excellent KDE benchmark performer. However, Wellsboro failed to achieve KDE benchmark performance in 2018. More management attention is needed to sustain KDE performance below the green benchmark performance upper control limit line. Beginning in 2015, Wellsboro SAIFI performance has been inconsistent and frequently above the green benchmark performance upper control limit line. More management attention is needed to ensure consistent SAIFI performance is sustained below the green benchmark performance upper control limit line, end quote. Moreover, Wellsboro failed to achieve the three-year safety standard by 5.7%. As it relates to operational performance of electric companies, meeting three-year reliability standards and consistent operational performance above annual reliability benchmarks should be the hallmark of any earned performance bonuses. Electric utilities need not be below benchmark performance every quarter. Normal bad weather variations can preclude that level of performance. But consistent performance below benchmark paves the way for meeting and exceeding standards over the historical period. The companies also seek a performance bonus for spending significantly on capital projects. I believe rewards simply for high capital spending should not drive high performance bonuses. First, utility companies in general receive just and reasonable compensation for capital spending in the form of return on and of capital through DISC charges as well as in base rate proceedings. Second, a more appropriate incentive would be for demonstrating efficient deployment of capital in the form of enhancements to operational performance from deployed capital and low per unit spending in the form of cost control that reveals itself in rate efficiency over the long term. In these cases, the companies presented no information on their respective rate efficiency or capital deployment efficiency. The electric companies also presented some information related to increased pole attachment revenues, but provided no information on their respective performance relative to other electric utilities. Therefore, it cannot be determined that Citizens and Wellsboro are top performers in this category of efficient operations. Valley argues that it should be rewarded for its fast emergency response times to emergency calls during the 2016-2018 period, with a response time of 60 minutes or less. This is an example where the utility is meeting expectations, not exceeding expectations. If the company had provided information on consistently exceeding the 60-minute requirement, I would have found this documentation more persuasive. Also, Valley claims it should be rewarded because it did not file a DISC. I note that there are many reasons for not filing a DISC from an historical perspective, including being in an over-earnings position. Lastly, while it is a substantive value that Valley has removed all of its at-risk cast iron and bare steel pipe, it is already receiving a return on its investment in the form of a return on and off capital herein, as noted above. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner Place. Any further discussion? So before us is the vote on Vice Chairman Sweet's motion. When I call upon you, your vote will be part of the poll, and you will vote to whether or not you support the motion or support the other arguments in the matter. I will call upon Commissioner Unora.
ALJ, recommendations as amended by the motion.
Commissioner Coleman.
I support the motion.
Commissioner Place.
Opposed to the motion and vote OCA.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Motion.
And I vote no on the motion and support OCA.
Issue number 10, rate structure, allocated class cost of service study, classification of secondary distribution plant.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Unora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
OCA.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I vote ALJ.
Issue number 11, rate structure, revenue allocation.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Unora.
Citizens.
Commissioner Coleman.
Citizens.
Commissioner Place?
OCA.
Vice Chairman Sweet?
IND.
And I go along with Citizens.
Issue number 12, rate structure, rate design.
Is there any discussion on this issue? I do have a statement to place upon the record, and I will read it in its entirety. Before the Public Utility Commission for consideration and disposition is the recommended decision issued on February 28, 2020, and exceptions thereto, and a matter regarding Citizens Electric Company of Lewisburg, PA, and their proposed tariff supplement. Citizens seeks to include a demand-based component within its customer charge. For residential customers, the proposed charge would be comprised of $12.94 in fixed customer cost and $2.06 in demand-related costs. Pursuant to the Commission's policy statement regarding alternative rates, Citizens states that its proposal here more closely aligns rates with costs and that it may serve as a step toward future rate designs promoting efficiency resource utilization by customers. While there is no rate design panacea to achieve cost causation and efficient utilization goals, I believe this proposal represents reasonable progress in the right direction. That is particularly the case given the ever-changing landscape of the electricity sector. As customer usage profiles evolve and distributed resource numbers grow, it is incumbent that regulators consider new rate designs to foster efficient resource utilization. And to that end, I wish to voice my support for Citizens' proposal. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'm going to call upon Commissioner Yanora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I will be supporting Citizens.
And finally, issue number 13, miscellaneous issue, reporting requirements.
Is there any discussion on this issue? Hearing none, I call upon Commissioner Yanora.
ALJ.
Commissioner Coleman.
ALJ.
Commissioner Place.
ALJ.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
ALJ.
And I also will be going with ALJ.
Madam Chairman, that concludes all three cases of special interest. And we will now return to the regular agenda, turning to page 3 and matters presented by Director Monahan and the Bureau of Audits. It is recommended in an omnibus motion that the Commission adopt all three items on page 3 regarding the audit reports of the Duquesne Light Company.
Is there a motion to adopt staff recommendation?
So moved, please.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Andrew Place, second by Vice Chairman David Sweet. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 5-0.
Turning to page 4, it matters presented by Director Sophie in the Office of Special Assistance. It is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 4, beginning with the formal complaint of the Columbia Gas Company of Pennsylvania, and continuing to include both items on page 5, ending with the petition of PPL Electric Utilities.
Is there a motion to adopt staff recommendations?
So moved. So moved. Sweet.
Is there a second? Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 5-0.
Turning to page 6 and matters presented by Director Diskin, the Bureau of Technical Utility Services, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 6, beginning with the petition of the Pennsylvania American Water Company and ending with the tariff of the Philadelphia Gas Works.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Unora.
Motion by Commissioner John Coleman, second by Commissioner Ralph Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 5-0.
Turning to page 7, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both suspensions of the rate increase proposals filed by the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority.
Is there a motion to adopt staff recommendation?
The move, please.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Commissioner Andrew Place, second by Commissioner John Coleman. Under discussion, I do have a comment to be placed on the record. It's a joint comment applying to both cases, and I will read it in its entirety. Before the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission today are the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority's proposed general rate increases filed on March 6, 2020. Today, the Commission takes steps to further investigate these rate filings as well as the authority's tariff provisions. I appreciate the series of steps PWSA has taken to align its operations so that they can comply with applicable statutes and regulations under the Public Utility Code. As we proceed forward in these rate filings, I want to remind the authority how essential it is that it continues to revise its tariff provisions toward further compliance with enabling PUC statutes and regulations. This is particularly imperative for those provisions that affect customer service and billing practices. I appreciate PWSA's due consideration and attention on this vital issue. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 5-0.
Turning to page 8, it is recommended that the Commission adopt a proposed order in the petition of the Pennsylvania Electric Company.
Is there a motion to adopt a staff recommendation?
So moved, Unora.
Is there a second?
Second, please.
Motion by Commissioner Ralph Unora, second by Commissioner Andrew Place. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 5-0.
Turning to page 9, it is recommended by Chief Counsel Hicks and the Law Bureau that the Commission adopt the proposed order of the Poll Attachment Working Group.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Commissioner John Coleman, second by Commissioner Ralph Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 5-0.
Madam Chairman, that concludes the regular agenda. Turning now to the carry-in. On page 1 of the carry-in agenda, it is recommended by the Office of Special Assistance that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order regarding the petition for reconsideration in the matter of the compliance plan of the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
The move, please.
Is there a second?
Sweet second.
Motion by Commissioner Andrew Place, second by Vice Chairman David Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 5-0.
Turning to page 2 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Office of Special Assistance that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the formal complaint of Michael and Sharon Hartman versus PPL Electric Utilities.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
So moved. Place.
Is there a second?
Sweet. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Andrew Play, second by Vice Chairman David Sweet. Any discussion?
Chairman, this is Commissioner Coleman. I do have a joint statement on this matter.
Commissioner Coleman.
Thank you. This is a joint statement with Commissioner Yanora, and that we would ask that our joint statement be entered into the record as though we had read it in its entirety. Before the Commissioner, the exceptions filed by the complainants to the initial decision in this proceeding. The complainants alleged that PPL violated a right-of-way agreement on their residential property and failed to compensate them for damage and removal of their property. The initial decision grants PPL's motion for summary judgment and dismissed the complaint for lack of subject matter jurisdiction. We agree with the initial decision that the Commission does not have jurisdiction over property rights and monetary damages. However, the complainants do raise concerns related to general utility service and vegetation management over which the Commission does have jurisdiction. Therefore, we support a limited remand to the Office of Administrative Law Judge for further proceedings. However, we do not agree with the direction to the Administrative Law Judge to conduct a de facto investigation of specific issues on remand. The complainants here have the burden of proving beyond a preponderance of evidence that PPL violated some provision of the Public Utility Code, a commission order, or regulation. The commission must maintain the standard burden of proof and must carefully consider the record evidence to decide if the burden has been met by the complainant in all complaint cases, including vegetation management cases. We recently made an error in burden shifting in a vegetation management case, and we were reversed by the Commonwealth Court for doing so. For these reasons, we agree with the proposed outcome to remand the complaint. However, because we do not agree with the directions to the Administrative Law Judge, we will be concurring in result only. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Coleman. Any further discussion on this case? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 5-0, noting that Commissioner John Coleman, Commissioner Ralph Yanora are concurring in result only.
Turning to page 3 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Bureau of Technical Utility Services that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the petition of the Pocono Cab Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
So moved. Place.
Is there a second?
Coleman.
Second. Sweet. Oh, excuse me.
Motion by Commissioner Andrew Place, second by Commissioner John Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 5-0.
And finally, turning to page 4 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Office of Administrative Law Judge that the Commission adopt ALJ Long's initial decision in the application of the Miller Water Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
So moved. Place.
Is there a second?
Second, Coleman.
Motion by Commissioner Andrew Place, second by Commissioner John Coleman. Discussion on the motion.
Madam Chair, I have a motion.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you. Before the commission is the initial decision, the Administrative Law Judge Mary D. Long, in an application to abandon service and sell the assets of the David and Diane Miller Water Company in Karnes City, Butler County. The company has not been functioning properly for some time, and its 838 customers have been under a boil water advisory since August of 2018. The owners seek to abandon their certificate of public convenience and transfer those customers to the Petroleum Valley Regional Water Authority. The parties reached a complete settlement which has no opposition. I agree with the terms of the settlement and will offer only one change. The initial decision directs that certain documents are to be copied to the Commission's Bureau of Technical Utility Services. In order to ensure that the Commission's records are complete and the process consistent with Commission practice, those documents should actually be filed with the Commission's Secretary. Therefore, I move that the initial decision in docket number A-2019-3014015 is adopted as revised by this motion. Two, that the order in paragraphs 2 and 3 are amended to provide that the document that are copied to the Commission's Bureau of Technical Services shall be filed with the Commission's Secretary and copied to the Bureau of Technical Services. And third, that the Office of Special Assistance shall prepare an appropriate opinion and order consistent with the motion as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. You've heard the motion of Vice Chairman Sweet. Is there a second to his motion?
Second place.
Second by Commissioner Andrew Place. Any discussion on his motion, on Vice Chairman Sweet's motion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 5-0 on the matter as amended by that motion. Is there any objection to taking the previous roll call?
No objection.
No objection here.
Okay, hearing no objections, the matter as amended passes 5-0.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all agenda items to be considered today.
Thank you. Before we conclude our today's public meeting, I do want to recognize Commissioner John Coleman for a statement.
Well, thank you, Chairman. I just have a brief statement that, as many of us know, April is the National Safe Digging Month, and the Commission wishes to recognize the importance of identifying underground infrastructure before digging to help ensure safety. As a reminder, state law requires contractors and residents to contact PA1 call at least 3 business days prior to excavation. While the PA1 call system has remained fully operational through this pandemic, we join with them in asking consumers, businesses, and contractors to not begin any non-essential construction. Delaying the start of non-essential home digging projects can help safeguard our citizens, protect utility crews, and avoid accidental damage to underground lines that could disrupt utility service during this stressful time. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Coleman. At this time, I also want to recognize Commissioner Andrew Place.
Thank you very much. I'm going to make a note on highlighting electric safety awareness as of particular importance with the arrival of spring and during the current pandemic. We ask homeowners and contractors to use extra caution to avoid potential electric hazards while also avoiding the possibility of accidents, injuries, and service disruptions. Spring is a time of year for many home improvement projects, but safety needs to be at the forefront of any work you may be considering to help protect yourself and your family and to avoid further strains on the resources of utilities and first responders. Also, a sharp increase in teleworking and more homebound activities raises additional concerns for home electric safety. The best way to protect yourself, your family, and your coworkers against the possibility of death, injury, service interruptions, or costly repairs is to identify hazards and develop proper safety plans before any work begins. Your utility's website has many resources devoted to the awareness and mitigation of these risks. Homeowners and business owners are urged to postpone non-essential work near power lines, particularly during this crucial time. Also, in closing, As I've noted to the governor and to the staff of the commission, I'm resigning this seat. My tenure ends this coming Sunday evening. I've accepted a position out of state focused on energy and climate, science, technology, economics, and policy. This is not an easy decision. I am most grateful for the governor's desire for my continued service, and for many reasons, I also share his desire to continue to serve the public good. In the end, though, perhaps it came down to timing. I'm 59, consequently, a pretty clear final career path choice. Robert Frost's roads diverged. I'm a proud and simple cog in this wheel and always view these obligations as such. It has been a true honor to have served the public interest, and with the staff in my office and so many exceptional staff within the commission, as well as so many in the stakeholder community. My only regret, perhaps, being that I could not have been more, could have been anonymous. I must, though, end with poetry, an homage to Frost. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. I wish you all the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner Place. Normally, the commission has a whole host of things that we do at a public meeting when a commissioner is ending their tenure, but we want to also be respectful of Commissioner Place's request that we forego all of that. We do want to wish him well and thank him for his service on this commission.
Thank you.
We want to thank everyone for joining us for the PEC's public meeting. The public meeting audio, votes, minutes, and statements will be available on the Commission's website later today. There's nothing else to come before us. Is there a motion to adjourn this meeting?
I move place.
Is there a second?
Holman second.
Second, Sweet.
Motion by Commissioner Andrew Place, second by Commissioner John Coleman. I'm sure there's no discussion. All in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.
And thank you for joining us on the call today. Goodbye, and please stay safe.